So we would ask that we generate the thought of enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings as vast as the sky. And in order to accomplish this, one will practice listening to the teachings, reflecting upon them, and meditating upon the meaning. So the Buddha explained the teachings gradually in the increasing order of depth. And so from the three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma, the teaching that we will study today is from the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma. And it presents the profound thoughts that arise in this third turning of the wheel of the Dharma. And it's a text that was composed by the protector Maitreya, and it's called the distinguishing between phenomena and their ultimate nature or their reality. I think it might be easier to call it dharmata here in this context, so the Sanskrit word is very clear, so we'll just say dharmata and understand that it means the ultimate nature of phenomena, the true nature of phenomena, their ultimate reality.
So
So Maitreya's teachings are usually called sort of the five teachings of Maitreya, and they refer to the five major texts that he wrote. And the first two that are usually grouped as a pair are the Dodegen, which is translated as the Abhisamaya Alamkara. The second, that's the Muntokgen, the first one. The Dodegen is the second one, and it's the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara. The third one is the Uttananche, which is the Madhyanta Vibhanga Karika. The fourth one is the Chudanchani Namparchepa, Dharmata Vibhanga, which is the text we're studying today. And the fifth one is the, it's translated, I think, as the Changeless Nature into the book in English. It's the Julama in Tibetan. And in Sanskrit, it's called the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra. So to enter into the text, the commentary, which is a commentary by Mipham, that Rinpoche is commenting from, it divides the text into four major sections. And the first one is the meaning of the words, i.e. the title. The second one is the prostrations or the homage of the translators when they were translating it from Sanskrit into Tibetan. The third one is the major part of the treatise itself. And the fourth one is the conclusion, which is quite short.
Tela tan sinje to sena jagar ke do dharma bo ke do chu de yin do jagar ke do dharma ta bo ke do chu ni tenem ben banga number in jepa kar ka thik lever se pa ki sabare.
So to take the title word by word, first in Sanskrit, we have dharma, and in Tibetan, it's of course chö, or phenomena, or dharma with a small d. And then if we continue in the same manner, we have dharmata, which I think we'll just leave as dharmata since instead of using all these different words, but it means the true nature of phenomena, the reality of phenomena, it's translated sometimes. Then we have vibhanga, and it means to lay out in verse and in chapter. And, oh, excuse me, vibhanga, sorry. Vibhanga is to distinguish completely. Vibhang nampar chepa. Then karika is to lay out in verse and chapter. So that's the, in the beginning of most important treatises like this, you have a breakdown of the title, a word-for-word translation of the Sanskrit into Tibetan.
Tha bhoke do tene chudan chunyi nambar jeba shogo yore. Chudan chunyi nambar jeba tuenda karayashya no chu nkhorwa tang chunyi nyangin lindaya pare. Chu nkhorwa tang chunyi nyangin lindaya pa nije rangin chetab yinpa, kandre yinpa te manorvar tongjeng, manorvar jeba jeba
Then the text goes on, Nipham goes on to give a short explanation of what dharma and dharmata or phenomena and dharmata are. And as for phenomena or dharma with a small d, it is known as samsara, as korva. And dharmata, the true nature of phenomena, is known as nirvana. And if one asks why they were divided this way, well, it's to show unmistakably and truly how things are, to make a distinction between these clearly.
Ta nyeban jorje sa George Sarin, George Sane, Gombo Samba La Santa Lohi Savasonte. Yitin Samba Gombo Santa.
So the second part is very short. It's merely the praise or the homage of the translators. And it says, I prostrate to the protector Maitreya.
Then, Titunda, Gombo Hippa, Dova Tamje, and Gombo Ni to Jurba. Dova Tamje, Jetap, and Gondo Jurbe, no Gombo. Samba Chambo, then Dembe, you intend to go ni. Sancho Semper ne come ne. Sancho Semper Caps of Young, Samba Sinla, Samba Hugare. Sanje Jeca, Sanje Caps of Young, Sanje, Samba Sin, Sin Sanje, Samba Hugare. This is no. Sancho Semper ne come ne zonte. Sanje je parto samba hi ben sim je trapa mandorva. Sin je trapa mandorva, then sin jura mepar. Sanjo simba capsa yan, samba sanjo simba samba yogre. Sanje capsa yan, sanje samba yogre. Samba hi ben sin je trapa mandorva. Jeva chick a tope. Jeva chick ne. Such a gentle neighbor torn de dure tanda. Such a gentle neighbor eh. Tene sanje ban jovena, jeva chick a tope, sanjo simba. Chembo tata got in a yoba. Tata Gadin Geneso, Denis Lanana, Chuson Yubare. Gadin Yuba. Yon Denin Zepa Po, Yon Denin Zepa Po, Denejitin Sambatella, Lotava Namje, Danda, Jagar Jekeni, Perke, La Jurba, John Zepa Tomar, Denis Goson Kuba Chamber, San Salo, Hinchever Jevan Zeva.
So then Nipam gives a commentary on this. Rather a simple homage, and he says, to the one who is the protector of all beings, through this quality of being endowed with great loving kindness, who maintains this name of Maitreya from the time of becoming a bodhisattva to the time that he's realized, his name stays the same, this great bodhisattva who has only one more life to go until he becomes a Buddha. So he's a bodhisattva living on the 10th level, who is now dwelling in Tushita among the deities there where he's teaching. And to the one who created this treatise at the very beginning, these people who, the ones who have translated it, through their three doors, through body, speech, and mind, they prostrate to Maitreya, the great bodhisattva.
Then Lord Savanamje, Danda Jacken in Perkele, Jube, Capso, and Jursan, Jursan, Zeke, Jumsin, Karasana, then Jacken in Perkele, Jurvala, Parche, me, but and Jordan Tarsim, Gupatan. Then so nam the thoughts of Gupa Mambayavari.
So, why do the translators offer this homage to Maitreya? It's so that as they work on their translations, it will proceed without any obstacles, and that it will be brought to completion perfectly. And it also is a prayer that they will thereby accumulate purely the accumulation of merit through this work. So then we come back to the outline, what's called a sapche in Tibetan, and this is the third branch now of entering into the treatise itself. And there are two parts to this actual body of the treatise. First one is sort of an entrance into the treatise in sort of a condensed form in one verse.
Tela tangbo tenju tsomba lenjukpa yinla ne kanhik hina kanhik yongso pangza hing yenga hik ne ngonso mnido sa tena teda tsenye nam yewa sepan do ne tenju nda tsamso hisaba songde.
So then the way Rinpoche will explain this text is he'll read the root verse first and then he'll go back to the translation of Mipham and expand the explanation. So you have this in the third line of your text there, starting with Shene. So knowing what is to be given up completely, i.e. samsara, And what is to be actualized or realized, i.e. nirvana, and wishing to distinguish their characteristics unmistakably, just as they are, I have composed this treatise.
Chetang shine se jete shine to ne ha ko ne se re. Shine kang ye pamar savatang, shine kang ye ngond savani re. Ta shine kang ye yonso pamar savat kar re sa na pamar savat en korba ni ye. Ni nang jin jin korba de yin ye. Dele yin do chorba. Dele shine kang ye pamar savat dele yin do chorba de kar re sa na dele yin do chorba. Gaihe ne ngonsom nye de sawa yinte. Ngonsom nye de sawa te ngon de sa guba. Ngonsom nye de sawa te ngon de sa guba tere. Yinte. Te kanhe na. Da hi na kanhe ngon de sawa te kare sa na. Nyangin len deba wo. Nyangin len deba te hi na ngon de sa gore. Korwa hi de pan gore. Nyangin len deba te hi na ngon de sa gore. Ti se na. Jumsin te nye je se na. Jumsin ti se na jibu, jibu nam je, jibu tarpa tan tam jen jen pa dupan dupan nam je, si hien pan lang du sabi, si hien to ne, pan lang du sabi ngubu ne, pan lang du sabi ngubu nda zang du sebe, si na kan ye pan wala sabi, korwa tan, si na kan ye ngon du sabi, nyang yin len de pan de nye zang du sebe, se je de tan konde nye ma to yin kaya me vare, korwa pan go yore, nyang yin len de pa de ngon du sabi kore. De tsam de sepe, tsam de se, dele yin me ba tise na, konde te da ke, sipang korwa tang, shiba nyang ilin de ba te da ke, tsini jitawa yene, konde ni jin tsini de jitawa manor bar, sinja malo pe, tsorje nambar yewa, separ do ne, manor wa separ do ne, pakpa samba da ke, Sampa dake tenju chenpo, tenju chenpo chudan chunyi nambaran jepande, hirap tang nyingje chenpo tsamso hi songso.
So, then we turn to the first words of the verse, shene, and so what is it one has to know? Well, one has to know what there is to be given up completely, i.e., the samsara, and then knowing what there's something else that one has to know as well, and that is different, dele jenpa, it's different from samsara. And what is it that is different from samsara? It's nirvana, and that is what we have to realize, nirsum niduja, to realize or to actualize. And so that is nirvana. So then therefore, for those who wish to realize these two states, to know what samsara is and to give it up and to understand nirvana and also to give that up, then this treatise was composed. These two things, samsara and nirvana, they comprise everything that needs to be known. It's a total, what they call in logic sometimes an exhaustive category. So everything that we need to know then about is comprised by these two categories of samsara and nirvana.
Okay.
Then we'll chant these a little bit.
Shine Kanye Yonzo Banza Jin Jinga Shine Munso Nido Tenai Teta Zinye Namye Teparando Ne Denju De Banzo Shine Kanye Yonzo Banza Jin Jinga Shine Munso Nido Tenai Teta Zinye Namye Teparando Ne Denju De Banzo Shine Kanje Yonzo Banza Jinga Jine Mazo Nido Tena Teta Zinye Nanye Separando Ne Tenju De Banzo
No, la so ta ni ba je par che par la
dor temba tang lu ngue te ni la ten ju tsamba la ju bu yin la tsamsa ten ju lu ngue re ta tsamsa ten ju ju lu ngue la dor temba tang je par je pa ni tsun bi jog do wa tang som tang bo dor temba te la dor ten te la ngo wo ngue zong wa konde ni jen korwa tang nyande je ngo wo ngue zong wa tin tse ni so so ri je pa Korwa tang nyangilin de pen tsinyi sosori jeba. Teta trupetun, korwa tang nyangilin de pen tsinyi sosori jeyere, teta trupet jumsin kangin ba jeba. Teni jikda tate taba, chun korwa tang chunyi nyangilin de ba, nipo te jikda tate kangin la, takje tangwa te tsabisa jeyere.
So then, we move to the next section, the actual body of the treatise. And it has three parts, a short condensed part, then it's presented in detail, and then there is a conclusion. So the first part of the root text here, one identifies the essence, that is the essence of samsara and the essence of nirvana. So the root text comes. If one summarizes all the topics of the Buddhist teaching, they can be known in two aspects, phenomena and dharmata, or phenomena in their true nature, which comprise all the topics. The classification in terms of phenomena is samsara. The classification in terms of dharmata is nirvana, according to the three vehicles.
Tambo. Tela tangbo ngobo ngusuwa ne dada tamse ndordo na namba nisa kisa te chudang tekin chunyi je tamse dupa nisa ro. Tela chuje sewa ne korwa yin te chunyi je rabda sewa tiksom je nyangin le ne deba wo kisa wa song te. Tanda jyotsa sunga. Oya. Sunrabje jyotsa dada tamche dodo na namba nisa hibara saate kankhya na chutang teikin to chunye kisa van deni yinla. Te nije chutang chunye te nije kisa ne tamche kankhya hibara saate ne tamche kisa tamche dupa yinba teisir dupa yinba sir deni Chudan chunyin deni lekpar ten la pamna, lekpar ten la pamna, lekpar hina, sonrab je jyoza, debari che padzoba sanje chomdin deji songbe, sonrab je jyoza tada la mamombar joro. Sonrab je jyoza tada la mamombar mayapan jokare, chudan chunyin yidi hina. Tela kamdar chu je rabdo seva ne, kamdar chu chu hi seva rabdo seva ne, zungze niso, nama chenje, se zungwe yortang nan zembe semde, Zongzi nisu nama jinjin korwa yinde, korwa nechure. Tarpa tang nam jin doyba nam ji, turpa nam tor ganga rang yin, hipar sawa tang pangwa sawa yir jorbe, chu nam de zandu sebe sero. Chunye je rabda sewa ne tikpa som ji, nyanginlen deba yinde, Detar name korwan de la kanza ki dadan chusu trupe ngobo nyi me paren tonga topje ne yonsu churwa nyanginlen depa ne tsorla yang takpari kukpe ne nang muntunpa me besari yang takpari kipari sawa tang ngondo sawa ne detsandu sepa wa.
So then comes the commentary. If these two, i.e. samsara and nirvana, are ascertained well, then all the topics of the Buddhist teachings will appear very clearly. And then to classify these phenomena, they are what appear in the dualistic form of what is apprehended and what apprehends, or you can say a subject and an object, zungwa dan zinpa in Tibetan. So those who seek liberation or omniscience should know the true nature of this deceptive way of manifesting, i.e. this dualistic way of manifesting. And this way of manifesting, however, also provides the basis for what is to be given up. And this way of presenting then comprehends all phenomena that we meet. So, as for the category of dharmata, to discuss that then, samsara, as it appears in the guise of an ego, or an entity that we call the self, and in an entity called the phenomena, so you have a self appearing and a phenomena appearing, this actually has no essence, this dualistic appearance, no independent or self-existing nature. And so through the power of seeing this, one attains the perfect transformation or change of state, which we call nirvana. And since one enters correctly into the true nature of all phenomena this way, there is no disharmony between the way phenomena manifest and the way they truly are. The netsul and the nangsul appear in perfectly harmoniously. And in that way, one knows well and actualizes this nirvana.
Tandi, Jesus and Dordan Kadarasana Zungze Nijet Dupe Zungze Ninanga Namande Chuk Kore Zungze Nilendepe Zungze Nilendepe Nelok de Chuni Batembara.
So in short, to summarize everything, you can say that these dualistic appearances are samsara, and that which is beyond these dualistic appearances is nirvana. So in short, the nirvana of all three jhanas then is the dharmata, the true nature of all phenomena.
Dada damje dordo na namba nye zoi je sa Chudan de je je nye je tamje dupa nye se Telai je je sewa nye kurwa yin de je nye Rato sewa te songi nyang ye le ne de pao Dada damje dordo na namba nye zoi je sa Chudan de je junye je tamje de ba nye se.
So then the next section of the outline gives us the definitions of, or the characteristics of phenomena and dharmata.
Tela chujen sinyi ne nyetang chetar ngonjo pa nama yanda mayimba kundo pa te menang ser tena yanda mayimba teyang tamche tong me jen to zang yinbe kundo pa wo shi sabasong.
So then the root text gives us the characteristics of a phenomena or the definition of dharma with a small d. The duality of what is grasped and what grasps is clung to and expressed through various names. These imputations are not valid appearances because although objects do not exist, they appear to the mind. Therefore, in no possible way are the objects to be expressed established. And since they are merely conceptual, No matter how many phenomena one gives expression to, they can only be established as mere imputations.
Tela sejde atason.
Narela.
Oh yeah. Shema taba tela. Chuki jeba. Chuki jeban. Korwa tenye jen tenye ne. Korwa tenye ne. Karresa na. Korwa tenye te. Zungzen niso nawa. Nawa tang. Korwa te zungzen niso nawa tang. Chetar nawa tela. Tetang. Tetar hinje. Ming na so jing wambar jebar. Nawa tenye de yinde. Dettar Chorjin Tipe Ramula, Chorjin to Chetawa Yin the Tipe Ramula, Tumi Mejang, Yopar Nawatar, Zungzin Nizu Nawatene, Zungzin Ninanga Nawate, Nawatar Tola Madrope, Nawat Zungzin Nizu Nanayang, Nawatar to Zungzin Nizu Madropena, Pena Trahe La Soba, Nawa Yendo, Yang Tapa Mayimbe. Yang tapa main bangun eh main ber, yang tapa main berang ke kau itu topa cante, yang tapa main ber kau itu cante. Yor mih jendo semula nama sero, yor mih jendo semula nama sena, dene nama dada yang tapa main ber kau itu cama, nama itu cami bersumpah. Dene nisu nama dene, junsin tisu nisu nama dene, nangor yojang, nangor nisu yojang. Tong tambara yang takbar nangor ni su yo na yang tong la yang tapa main bao jumsin ti ser jumsin te ni ji ser ni su na wa te la ten nang gi yi jin de tan de hi ngon bar ju jin dak ba te yang nam ba tam je ni nam ba tam je ni tam je to ju ze tong de tro ba mi jin rang ge tok be tak ba zan yin be chu su ju ba je ni ba ne Kun to talk about the drop out, Kun to some, Nam to some the drop out. Dor dona, Ni nang tang, Zungze niso nama tang, Zungze niso nang hi, niso hi, ba jigure, Niso nang hi, niso hi, be, Ni nang the ni yinji chu tamje, Kun da zamli, Ni nang tang, ni yinji chu tamje, Kun da zamli, Kun da seje, the Nam dog talk about zamli, Rangan o ni, Megi namar tendo. Oh yeah.
So what we've just spoken of now is samsara. The definition of this is a dualistic appearance, as we saw. So first there's a dualistic appearance, then there's a grasping onto it as this and that, identifying it, and then through different names one expresses this. And this dualistic grasping then is really a clinging to something that's not there. And so the text gives some examples so that to better understand it. And for example, one is in a picture, a picture that's well drawn, for example, that follows laws of perspective. It looks as if there's a foreground and a background in that picture. It looks like there's dimension to it. But actually, it's just something flat. So in the same way that there's not really perspective in a picture, there's actually not also an outside and exterior object and a grasping subject. There's not this, again, a duality that we posit and then cling to. So like this illusory foreground and background, dualistic appearances arise, but ultimately you can't establish them as something real. Then the text gives another example, which is a classic one that seems to appear a lot. There's a certain eye disease that where hair-like traces appear when you look out and you look into the sky and you see these sort of floating hairs there. And they're not really there, but they're a function of the fact that one's eyes are not properly functioning. So in the same way, our dualistic appearances, they don't exist ultimately, but are mere imputations. They're a fault of our faulty seeing. So although there is no object at all, they do appear to the mind. And therefore, from the point of view or from the side of appearance, if we look at things from the side of appearance, there are dualistic appearances. But if you look at it from an ultimate point of view, these appearances that cannot be established. They are illusory or the result of confusion or the text says literally not correct.
Tandi kapsun dor dona zungzin nisu nangin, zungzin nisu nama tela nisu jembe, jembe namto dan jeba de chung koba resumbare.
So in short, this dualistic appearance that we then grasp onto and label with concepts, this is samsara.
Denin koba le toba la ta zungzin ninang tang,
So then, in order to liberate ourselves from this samsara, from this clinging to a dualistic appearance, then what we have to do is give up or abandon the concept that labels things as dualistically. So why is it that we have to give up this dualistic clinging? Well, as we saw, these dualistic appearances don't really exist ultimately, but they appear. So this it's created by our concepts that grasp onto them as something truly existent, as something that's real. But actually, they're simply mental fabrications. So this is why we have to
give them up.
So we can compare this situation to a dream. While we're dreaming, and we don't recognize that we're dreaming, then these dualistic appearances arise, although they really don't exist, and our concepts take them as something real. And therefore, in a dream, we actually suffer and we're happy, we experience all these emotions. But ultimately, they don't exist.
So
we have this dream where these dualistic appearances arise, but if we recognize the dream as a dream, if we cease to take it as something real, then we will not have the experience of conflicting emotion of the kleshas. They will no longer arise. So just like that in samsara, dualistic appearances arise, even though they don't truly exist, and we take them as real, and then cling to them, and because of that, we experience all the suffering. So therefore, first was explained the definition. We were given the definition of phenomena as samsara. And what is that? It is even though these phenomena do not ultimately exist, they appear to exist. And then we take these as real and cling to them. So this is what, it's from this kind of process of grasping onto things that we need to liberate ourselves from. So then,
chanting.
Na te la
zhenye ne jidan jidan manju Na yang da ma yin ba kundo ba de me na Te na yang da ma yin ba o te an tam je tong me zi To zan yin be kundo ba o Te la zhenye zhenye jidan jidan manju Nāyāndā māyīnbē kundō bādē mēnāsī Tē nāyāndā māyīnbā o tē yāndām jē tōmēsī Tō zāyīnbē kundō bā o
Tā nīpā chūnyī jīn cīnyī nē Yīnyāng chūnyī cīnyī nē Zūngā tāng nēn zīmbā tāng Jēpār sā tāng jēpār sī chīmī tē yīnyī yīnōng hī sāvā sōng tē
So then we come to the root text, which gives us the definition of dharmata, the true nature phenomena. So furthermore, as for the characteristics of the true nature of phenomena, the dualistic appearances of what is apprehended and what apprehends, and clinging to these through the conventions of what is expressed and what expresses it, That's a complicated way of just saying perhaps what is the words you say and what you want to say with them, either a meaning or pointing to an object. So the expression and what it points to or tries to express. So clinging to those, clinging to a subject and an object through modes of expression, these two are not differentiated. That is, the subject and the object are not differentiated, and what is expressed and the way it's expressed. Those two are also not differentiated. So, and then it makes a concluding statement. The root text says, the object which is to be cognized by a self-arisen wisdom is the dejini, the tatata.
Konga chujin sinyi tele dogpa chunyi jin sinyi. Zongwa tang nan zinpa nisu nama tang. Zongzin ni je chepar mepe te jinyi. Tela xina jyobar sawa tang jyobar sepe tanyi je chepar do sar mepa. So so rangka rikpar sabi yor te jinyi. Te jinyi te. Oh yeah.
So in contrast or literally reversing what was said above, in contrast to what we've defined as samsara, this process of dualistic appearance of what is apprehended and what apprehends, and clinging to this and expressing it through these conventions of what is expressed and what expresses it, these are not differentiated. The object of precise self-awareness is the tathata or thusness.
Zungzin ni ji chepar meba, juza juzi ji chepar meba, so so rang rikpar sabi yor, so so rang rikpar sabi yor, so so rang re yiki ji yor, tegi ni te chuni ji zini re.
So in short, not making a difference, not making a distinction between subject and object, between what is apprehended and what apprehends, of not making a distinction or a separation between what is expressed and that which it expresses, and that which is perceived through the wisdom that is aware of itself, that is the definition of nirvana, or excuse me, the definition of the dharmata. And his explanation there for today.
Re, tene cherani sensei. Tene treba doge.
Hey, do you have any questions?
Then Tanda Chiran so Tsava Mato Yo Mare, then Yuman Deva Yang Pajan Deva, then the Lord Jones on the Yang Digando.
So right now all you have is the copy of the root text, but perhaps we can make copies of the commentary as well. So you can look at that.
Tsava Tene Lord Jones and Yapon Dona, Tsava Tene Lord Jones, then Yang Lord Jones Deva Zona, then Deva Tene Lord Jones on the degree.
So there are two ways of working with this. You can work with the root text and study that carefully. And then you can also then study the text in more detail through working with Mipham's commentary. So there's a great scholar who named Shakya Choden. So he's a great pandit, a great scholar of the Zhentong view, and he has said that the definitive meaning of the Ju Lama, of the changeless nature, is contained in this text that we're studying now. So it's a very important text. It's also the point of view that is the philosophy that's presented in this text is common both to the Yogacara school and to the Zhentong school. They share this point of view. So in that way, again, it's an important text. Not only that, it's very important for Mahamudra studies as well. So it explains in a very clear and wonderful way how all phenomena are empty of this dualistic clinging. So, in some context, kuntok that you asked about, kuntok is the same as a namtok, as a concept. Rinpoche mentioned kuntak, which is like the first of the three natures, and that's something that's created by concepts itself. It's nothing but concepts. But the true nature of that, if you look into its true nature, then according to the explanation of the Shentongs, it is the clear light of the true nature of all phenomena.
Bena maungbala nga maungbala samnon tang na dunga ji chungwa yin no tene maungba te kunda re maungba tanda yo mare tanda namdo ka takpa re tene maungbala nga la kanga yongre samba maungba te be namdo te kundo re kundo te ne lok de zungzin ni je zungzin ni je tongba re zungzin ni je tongba ye hi re
Rinpoche, kunto ku kuntak
mare kunto
kunto
maungba kunda Maungban doze je namdo de kundo, kundo tokpa, namdo rwa.
Tene jenwang
drago. Re, namdo re. Te namdo ke nelok de yongdok re.
So then you can look at this sort of under the rubric of the three natures. If you think about suffering in the future, the thoughts about that suffering in the future are of our concepts. Future suffering, the future suffering itself is nothing but created a fabrication of our mind. The fabrication itself is the concept about the future. If you look into the true nature of this, one finds into the nature of this thought or concept, then what you find is that in that true nature of the kuntak, of the concept, is free of all dualistic clinging. Its true nature is beyond, it's empty of dualistic clinging.
Then, same time you look at the Sena, Zongzi Ni Ji Tongbe, Zongzi Ni Ji Tongbe, same Sarik Tante, La Yang Yond of Jagre.
So then if you look at this ultimate nature from the point of view of the Yogacara school, Yongdrup, the third one, which is translated sometimes as perfectly established, of the three natures, it's the third one. And the Shentong school defines that as also empty of dualistic clinging, and they see it as the luminous awareness of the mind, is the way they define this ultimate nature of all
phenomena,
all concepts. Then, when it's used here, it's referring to the first of it. What are the two names? Then, Sini Sung Kandrito. Then, Sini Sung Kandrito. Then, Sini Sung Kandrito. Then, Sini Sung Kandrito. Then, Sini Kunda the Namdo Takbacha de la Kunda Sigre, Namdo Rang Yemangre. Carresana, Namdo de Yemangre, Kunjitin Jeva, Jeva Toma Mebani Pacha Yate, Pacha Gata, Top the Namdo de Jiba Yemesena, Namdo Rang Yemangre. Then Namdo Nelok de Zungzin Niji Tungbe, Zungzin Niji Tungbe. Same genelo was at the knee yond up secretary, yond up sejete, a jujin lesser the chipa, maimba, yons a tropa, legba tropa, machipa tropa turned out.
Jujin keeps
up. Jujin jamachipa.
Machipa.
Yons a trop sejete, yons a tropa, legba tropa. Jujin lesser the song of maimba turned out.
So at this subject of the three natures will be spoken of later in the text. It goes into it in more detail. So just to give a brief preview now. Kuntak, which is sometimes translated as imaginary nature. There's a discussion as the best way to translate it, but anyway, for the time being, we can use that. And that's the part that's labeled, that's stuck onto an object by the mind. So it's the totally fabricated nature of objects. Then and that's why it's called imaginary, because it just doesn't exist. You know. Then the second one is called Zhenwang in Tibetan. It means like other dependent, and it refers to the concept itself. And why is it called other dependent? Well, it depends on, you know, the eight consciousnesses. There's the all basis consciousness, and then the obscuring consciousness, and the six consciousnesses that come on top. So in the alaya consciousness, or the all base consciousness, are these habitual tendencies that reside. And it's in relation to those, in dependence on those, that these non-talks, that these concepts arise. So that's the second one, is these concepts itself. And then the third nature is in Tibetan called Yongdrup, or perfectly established. Yongdrup, perfectly established. And that's the true nature of all phenomena. You can, it's defined in different ways. Rinpoche gave a few explanations. One is that it's empty of dualistic clinging, this clinging onto subject and object. It's the luminous clarity that's the nature of the mind, and it is not born out of causes and conditions. It does not arise out of causes and conditions.
Da te kundare, Dago sambe danzen ki namdo de yewang re.
Dakundare,
namdo ka takparwa. Nga, 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 da, da sambe namdo chevtse. Ta tseni som kandre ziyag re sena, da de kundare, danzen ki namdo ka takpare. Danzen ki namdo de yewang re. Kare sena jeva thoma meba ni, nga, nga, da, da sambe danzen ki Pakya de Kunjil Yabala Tente, Tening Nga Da Da Sanguere, De Yangre. Namdor Nelok De Tenda Da Dang Danzin Niji Tombe, Semte Nelo, Ranginji Usavate Yung Dobre. Danzin Namdok Nelo Mate Usare.
So another is if we take this idea of a self, like we say I, my. So this this labeling that's done, that is the kuntak, that's the part that's totally imaginary. The conceptual part that's is this idea of an I that comes out of our alaya from the years centuries, lifetimes of saying I. And then the Yongdru, the perfectly established or the true nature, that is the true nature of this clinging to the self. If one looks into the true nature of Dagzin, of this clinging to the self, well, then you find that is this actually this clarity, the pure clarity of the mind.
Donga seror tu ya pandau. Te kuantar eh, dene donga korang ke nyamnyong rawat te yewang re. Donga je nelo ngoma te yang wesar re. Then rawat donga la jalan sama tang na yang ya boleh re.
Then you can also look at this from the point of view of the idea of suffering. If suffering comes up into our mind, so we have a tendency, the concept that says, well, that suffering is something outside of us. It comes from someplace outside. So that is the kuntak side of it, the imaginary side, that there's something outside there. Or then this sort of experience of suffering is the zhenwang, the other dependent side. And the ultimate nature of this experience of suffering, the true nature of that then is the pure, again, the pure light or the clarity of the mind.
Tene, take some. Hako some.
So it's okay?
Hako so. Yeah. Tene, yeah.
Actually, not clear is the difference between the first and the second, Kuntak and Shenwang.
Kuntak dang Shenwang ki keba, tochi sabo.
Tante, Kundo namdo tamji yemare namdo tamji yemare karasana pakchak kungiten la jeva thoma me pe pakchak topje namdo jevare namdo ke takpe yorte kundare namdo ke takpe yorte kundare namdo ke nelok te yondobres akoso namdo ke nelok
so if we start out in the middle, we'll start with the Shenwang. You start in the middle. So all concepts are Shenwang. They're all other dependent because they come out of the Alaya based on all this habitual thinking. The object that these Nam talks create, this label that they project out there, that is Kuntak, totally imaginary and unreal. Then if you look into the true nature of this Shenwang, of this concept, then you come to Yongdru for the perfect nature.
Tenyang kunta se jita karra se na mingdang ta traba se na mingdang derwa. Mingdang der te pa takse te su kunta ridar. De tsama re, de tsokpa re, de dra re, de nyi re samte mingdang der na sirur tu takpa te su kanka kunta ridar. Ta mingdang der na de tsama re, de tsokpa re, de dra re, de nyi re sangi nam doji rwa. Namto de yemang re. Namto de tong tambar zungzi ni ji tongba re. Zungzi ni ji tongba semje ne le wesar de yong rop re. De se ta yendong yuk so re.
Kuntak di tene
Mingdang
dechi dela mingkar se kendo
karyor
se kendo wa mingdang don de de pata kendo wa karyor se wa dere.
So then another way of looking at this is, for example, for the Kuntak level, you take the name and the meaning and you mix them together and you think that there's something actually there. But so you label, and then you label something. It's either clean or it's dirty or it's a friend or it's an enemy. But these concepts in themselves that one uses, they are actually free of any kind of dualistic clinging.
Na chera sen de 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 karre main de main kar la par de main kar zumore de zumore re le main re ta yer wa ganga la thumo main kik ta yer yang chakhe re le main yer de de chakhe re le main re ta sa de yang la pa la ndo ndo wa yo ma re de ni la pa sa be la pa se ne main dan de na pa ta de de nam do ke Takpare, Kundare. De Lakpare, Samba, Namdo chicken, the what they yamare. Toma, my pan, and Zumonga chin, the Lakpa Pachaire, Lape Mingdang, Lakpa Samba, Mingetene, Radon de Zinchi Topa Pachaire, Tene, Lakpa Namdo chicken. Rama? Tene Lakpa was Samba, Namdo, Korang, and Nailok, they yondogre. Namdo, and Nailok, they tower, a sarcicre, wasar.
So if you take the example of a hand, well, you know, this is called, when she asks, what's this called? It's called a hand. But then if you ask what these individual parts are called, well, then you label them individually, and at that point, the hand disappears. You know, it's not there, because you're thinking about all these individual parts, right? So the hand itself doesn't exist. It's not there. You just eliminated it, right, by looking at the individual parts. So that in itself is the kuntag. It's the imaginary thing. The hand, the existence of the hand. But if you look into the nature of the idea, the concept hand, if you look into the true nature of that, then you come to the light, the pure light of the mind.
Tene dela dela lakpa se na namdo ka takpa te kunda yinpe jimtsin kare se na pakya ka tapje tobje lakpa se takpa re ma do korang lakpa yinpe jimtsin yinda kanya yo ma re namdo la ra le ba re Toma me, but Namdo la ra le paremato, del lakpa yimbe, Junsin kaya yomare, Junsin yinda kaya mebare. Namdo katakpare.
So, why do we call this totally imaginary or kuntak? Because if you look at the hand, well, why do we call it a hand? It's because we've been doing this for lifetimes. It's a habitual pattern that comes out of the alaya. And there's no other reason to call it a hand. That's the only reason. So, that's why it's called a kuntak.
Finger.
So this finger as well, we look at our finger, and then we attach to the fact that there's a finger there and there's something separate. But actually, again, just like the idea of the hand, it's something that just arises out of our habitual patterns and our habitual tendencies, and we lay that on this thing that's here.
Knuckles. Layan chakhe re re chik re re le ming re re yore deyang namdo ka takpa re ma to korang teng ni chik si ta go bi jung sing ka yin yore ma re namdo ka takpa re chik deyang chakhe yore chakhe yang namdo ka takpa re chakhe te la yang dutin yore dutin yang ming de la dutin se ne ming te ming takpa re namdo ka takpa re tene dutin chami se le ji denpa drop se re dutin chami se ji te ya ming takpa re namdo ka takpa re di se na kunta re kanga
So now we will proceed to demolish this finger by first of all, if you look at the finger, okay, well, so we've had the hand, so now we're moving down the level of the finger. The level of the finger, you look at where you say the finger is really made up of three knuckles and the parts in between, right? There are three knuckles here and the parts in between. Well, so then this finger doesn't really exist because there are these three knuckles. We've eliminated the finger by going to the level of the knuckles. Now if we move down, and you can keep doing that till you get to an atom. And again, the atom doesn't exist because it's something that we've labeled, we've thrown a label on it again, and it's simply something that's coming out of our alaya, out of the habitual patterns. And then if you can say, well, then there is a partless, an atom that can't be divided. You know, if you want to finally cling on to some little existential thing that's there, then you can say, well, there's this atom that can't be divided into anything that exists. And again, that idea is something that we have again laid on to this thing that's out there that doesn't really exist. So that too, this idea even of the smallest possible little substance is again a product of our habitual tendencies, and it too then doesn't exist.
Namdo kanga yemang re. Karre se ne cheva thoma meba ne te tab namdo ta menge pakhya komba latin te tene thanda yang pakhya ke namdo te chege re. Namdo rama meba cheva se na yemang re. Namdo rang la wang cha yo ma re. Na chun de lakpa re sam ge me sam na yang pakhya ke tobje kon thong de lakpa wo sam de ge re. Pakhya ke tobje chege re.
So all these thoughts, it's a hand, it's a finger, it's a knuckle, it's an atom, it's a partless atom. These are all concepts, and they're all shenwang. They're all other dependent. They come out of the kunji, out of the alaya consciousness, and are a result of habitual patterns that we've had from beginningless time. And they have no independent existence. They have rangwang mepa. There's no independent existence to these concepts, and that's why they're called jianwang or other dependent of appearances.
Dan namdo te penang de la pao den zumo san pa namdo che gen do wa namdo te ngo am ne lo kar sa na namdo ge ne lo te zung zhe ni le che tong ba zung zhe ni le tong ba zung zhe ni je tong ba wei sar zung zhe ni je tong ba wei sar te ta da ko la wo zu ra zung zhe ni je tong ba wei sar te yong do re.
So, to express this in a simple way, so it's easy to understand, if you take this concept then, of it's a hand or whatever, if you take that and you look into the essence of it, you can see that it's empty of either something to be apprehended or something which apprehends, i.e. it's empty of a subject and an object. And when one sees that, then what one comes to is this clear nature of the mind, which in this three nature theory is called Yongdrup, or the perfectly established. So the way in which things are empty of dualist, any kind of dualism, then is explained extensively in the text later on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, in the text when it says Kuntok Pao, that means it is imaginary?
Is that what it is? And it's already Kuntok Pao.
Kuntok Pao.
And it's Kaptila Kuntaki Dung Yongiribe.
Rang tokbe takpa tsayin be. Rang tokbe takpa tsayin be na. Kuen to tokpa tsayin to chobar.
So, In this instance, we're dealing with the definition of phenomena. It means rangi tokpe takpa. It means it's labeled or imputed by our own concepts, and therefore it's called kuntokpao.
Kuntokpao. Donda ndi kabson korba kigere. Korba te kunto tsama namto tsam dang sem tsangre ma to serer don korba denbar ma roba tengere ndi kabson.
So what it's pointing to here, what it's showing, is that samsara is really only concepts. It's a yogacara point of view, that samsara is merely mind. It's mind only.
Pena malam je kapsa nama mandava na so kandeji khana ya dai nama ni je nama tam nama tokpa nama kandeji khana ya kunto tamam sem tsare ma to semli yin seru de toba yo marwa de na yin de mar. So de yin do
So, for example, in a dream, there are lots of different things that appear in a dream. A friend, an enemy, something that we consider clean, something we consider dirty, pure, impure. And all of those are simply things that have been put out there by our mind. It's not something that really exists. And other than this, there's really nothing that samsara is. This is what samsara is in this same way. So that's why it's called merely conceptual or mind only.
Then the taban tar tok tanjur dun de ba nam je de ji nam nin de zo tam je sem zang je ta lo su ke ba re taban tar tok yin dong dun de ba lo la de la sem zang ji ke zo dun yin dong ke zo se go yu re ke ba se go yu re.
So then one needs to make a distinction between what the Semsang view, the Yogacara view is, and what the Shentong view is. And often the Prasangika, or often known as the Gelug commentators, will conflate the two. They'll say they're the same, that the Shentong is nothing different from a Semsampa or a Yogacara point of view, but it's very important to make a distinction between these two points of view, between the Yogacara and between the Shentong point of view.
Right. Then, Chinyin Namjie the Abu Kina Semsang Dan Yin Dong Ge Che Par Yang Kigre. Then, Saja Chenpo La Yang Pen Do Chenpo Yur.
So, if you study well this text of An Chuni,
Chudang Chuni.
Then you will know well the difference between the Yogacara point of view and the Shentong point of view, and it will also be very beneficial for Mahamudra practice.
Yeah. Wangsuk. Yeah.
혹시 아니 도드나 샘상 강 당 샨통기 개발 소모노
도드나 아이 중재니 제동배 중재니 제동배 레파르 인제 오사와 조드메 바테 덴럽도 켈렘 바테 단다 샘상 지로레 센조 메만 덴라고 송도
덴럽도 켈렌 두드베레
레 Tenjo mewa song to te chik labda.
Mewa.
Zungzhen ni je tongpe rikpa rang yin je wo sarwa jyo da meba dendrup da ke lenpa te sem zang je lori song towa.
Marida.
Te jisu tsikye kongsu tenya yore.
Marida. So, in short, you can say that the Semsang school affirms this, that there is an emptiness of ultimate nature, no? We're talking about differing opinions of what the ultimate nature is, so that it is empty of dualistic clinging. It is the natural, the clarity of self-awareness, of natural self-awareness. It's inexpressible, and it's ultimately established.
And
that's the definition according to the Semti Yongdruki ane Dundan Denpa ki kelen. Is that clear?
Re tene yin dong lo la zung zeng so zung zeng zung wa dang zeng ba so zhe ba tam che ji dong be ye xi zung zeng so zhe ba tam che ji dong be ye xi dōndān dēmbān tārtok dō dōpa tē yendōng lōg rē. Zōng zīng, zōng wān, dōpa, zēmbē, dōpa, lā sōpa, dōpa tām jē jē tōng bē, dōdā jē yē xī. Sēm jē nē lōg tē, zōng zīng jē, dōpa tām jē jē tōng bē yē xī. Yē xī sō kē lēng bā. Yē xī tē zōng zīng, zōng zīng jē, dōpa tām jē jē tōng bē, sēm jē nē lōg tē, dōndān dēmbān tārtok dō, dōndān dēmbān tārtok bā yīn bā.
So then, in the Shentong school, when one's speaking of the ultimate nature of the mind, what, well, how do they call this? How is it different from what the Yogacaras say? And they say that it's free of mental confusion, or free of mental fabrication, and in particular, specifically that of grasping onto what an object and a subject, or something that's grasped and that which grasps. It's empty of that, and it's a wisdom that is totally free of mental fabrication. And this wisdom then is the ultimate truth, the absolute. Is it clear?
The first part in the Yogacarya says that the dualistic clinging, in essence, is empty. Is that right?
It's that the ultimate nature, or the ultimate nature of the mind, is empty of this dualistic clinging. Zungzin niji tongpe.
And how does that differ from
the samsara?
The objects and subjects being empty.
Okay. Tene tire rinpoche, ane semsangi luk tana, sunju ni ki tongpe kelengi re, ane shentongi lukla, sunju ni ki trupa ki tongpe, sungi do, tene tiki kepa kantre
do. Tene yehi korang la yo parin zimba yo mare, me parin zimba yo mare, ngu parin zimba da ngu me jin zimba tamche, torbe yehi lindu bare, zimba me pa.
So perhaps you can, it's easier to understand this lack of subject and object, you know, defining it more precisely. So the Shentong school affirms this wisdom, and that's, you can sort of latch onto that term as the main difference. And this wisdom, how is this defined? Well, it's beyond grasping onto something as existent, or grasping onto something as non-existent, or grasping onto something as being there or not being there. It's beyond this kind of dualistic grasping, this wisdom.
Te jumsen karasana yo parin zemba me parin zemba la so ben zemba tan tupa yo na te yehi je dribzire.
So, why is that? Well, if any kind of grasping, whether it's grasping onto existence or non-existence or whatever, any kind of grasping is mental confusion. It's something that's put there by the mind, and therefore it obscures the wisdom, the ultimate appearance of the wisdom.
So,
although this grasping is mental confusion, in the essence of it, it is totally not confused. It's the pure nature of all things in the essence of this confusion.
Re tina da yendong tawan tato lendo pa pu semtan da yendong so so le se gore. Te pata la randong yore tene ta.
So it's a very subtle kind of discussion, the difference between these. And So in this text we're studying, then the distinctions are made between this Yogacara school and this Shentong school. And one of the main ways of sort of feeling the difference is that in between, where you have the to put it in your direction, this is the Shentong, the Sensam school, the Yogacara, and then you have the Shentong school here. And in between the two, you have the Rongtong school, the empty of other. And it's because the Shentong, the view, had sort of progressed from the Yogacara school through the school that of emptiness, or the Prasangika point of view, the Rongtong school. Because it's progressed through that view and then come to Shentong, it's different from what the Yogacara point of view is.
Tene danda tanjor taban tatog ran dong 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 ni tu yin dong da sem san chik pa chi gre tene de che pa he pa tra ba go go mar taban tatog tanjor yin ban do na ran dong ra ba ran dong taban tatog dong dong ni tu yin dong de sem san je ta ba da chik pa chi gre ba tene de yin dong da sem san pa ta la Sheba Tava Gogumarva. Karasana Yendon Sentan Tava in Brahiva.
So the people that that affirm a Rongtong view, which is the view in the middle, they don't go any further. They stay in the Rongtong position. They have the Shentong and they've come to the Rongtong position, which is also that of the Gelug school or the Taljorpas, the Prasangika point of view. The people that stay there with this point of view, that assert this point of view, they're the ones that say that the Yogacara point of view and the Shentong point of view are the same. They don't make this kind of subtle distinction that Rinpoche is making between the two schools.
Oh yeah.
There are the wind, the fire, the water, the noise, the water.
Dajje, 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 Dajje